Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Speaking of, radical Islam, it does seem like there is a fight. They're taking the fight to Christians wherever Christianity is growing. Give us a sense of where you see this battle increasing, because, I mean, you've been doing frontline mission work for a couple of decades. This is definitely ramped up, hasn't it, recently?
It has. And yet I think you make a good point about the opposition of radical Islam in the face of the growth of Christianity, because persecution, I think we really need to remember this as we read reports around the world, that persecution is itself a mark of gospel progress. Now, I'm not at all minimizing the suffering involved with that. I've seen it firsthand, but I think it is cause to rejoice that, God's not sitting back going, what in the world is happening here? Jesus is continuing to build his church as he said he would. And as he builds it, there is opposition. I mean, we often hear it said that there are more martyrs in the 20th century than in all previous Christian martyrs in the 20th century than in all previous centuries combined. And I think that's likely true. I mean, there's no hard statistics on that, but I think the reason it's true is because of obviously history that we can go back and read, but also the fact that in the 20th century it was the greatest geographic and numerical increase in the growth of Christianity. So as a result, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be persecution.
So is there opposition just to the West, as in America, or is it opposition to the Christian faith? Or does the world not distinguish between the two?
Well, sometimes they don't distinguish. I mean, they look at Christianity and they look at the West or America as being one and the same. And that's where we have to have people that are going to really live out their faith show the difference between politics and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I do think, though, Neil, it's interesting that I have met a number of believers who have come out of Islam, and they told me that the reason that the turning point in their life was certain acts of violent Islam. They said it broke their faith in Islam, and it opened their hearts to the love, forgiveness, the peace that was in Jesus alone. So I think it's a beautiful demonstration of the fact that you can't stop Jesus from building his church. Not even ISIS can do that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.